satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Ah, yeah, the Stone Satisfaction. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, here's how to prevent parking spot rage. You ever see two people going after the same spot and they're screaming, cursing, wishing bad things upon each other? Well, these two drivers in Ireland settled their dispute over a parking space for the game of rock, paper, scissors. Somebody videotaped it, put it up there. You can also use, you know, odds and evens. You can do all that kind of stuff, too. All right, Kelly Cruz coming up in a minute from the Downtown Racine Corporation. You need things to do? We're going to tell you things to do downtown. That's all straight ahead. 7 o'clock now. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three fast-moving wildfires are burning out of control in the Los Angeles area this morning. Massive flames are being fed by powerful Santa Ana winds and hurricane-force gusts. CBS's Lori Perez.
It was house after house after house, building after building after building just burned.
The flames have swallowed up multi-million dollar homes in Malibu and destroyed others in Altadena, Pasadena, and Sylmar. Extreme winds have grounded firefighting planes. About 30,000 people have been told to evacuate. With only one road out, cars clogged scenic Sunset Boulevard. Some people abandoned their vehicles to flee on foot. KNX reporter Natalie Tavidian with an evacuee in Altadena.
What are you doing over here? What did you just do? You loaded up your car.
So, yeah.
What did you get?
I got my sleeping bag, my air mattress. I got a bunch of old childhood family tapes and photo albums. Got some water. Got my puppy. And we're being mandatory evacuated now. It's time to go. Eyes are burning.
There's no immediate end in sight. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We think that the worst wind continues through 2 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday before things begin to improve, and then we don't see real improvement until Thursday.
Power is out to almost 300,000 customers. A winter storm is threatening to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas today. A polar vortex has sent temperatures into the 20s in parts of Tennessee. We're learning more about a New Year's Day explosion in Las Vegas. CBS's Matt Piper.
The soldier behind the Tesla Cybertruck bombing outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas used the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT to plan the New Year's Day attack. Police say the U.S. Army Special Forces Master Sergeant looked into the amount of explosives he'd need, where to buy fireworks, and how to buy a phone without providing identifying information.
A judge in New Orleans considers a request today to end years of federal oversight of the city police department. WWL's Chris Miller.
NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick says she wants the public to know the department has made significant strides in cleaning up the abuse and corruption that brought about the federal guidance.
I want our officers to engage with the community, but they can do it and be mindful.
Vice President Harris remembering former President Jimmy Carter as his casket arrived at the U.S. Capitol.
May his life be a lesson for the ages and a beacon for the future.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're trying to learn more about a fire along Sheridan Road this morning in Kenosha County. Dispatch got a call at around 12:30 for a fire at a home in Summers near Highway E. Several departments were called in to assist. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas in a dispute with the team. Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight 13, tomorrow partly cloudy 29 with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
I got the most depressing envelope I ever got in my life last week. I read the letter. Apparently I've been pre-denied for a Visa card. I think they talked to MasterCard, and that's what I think happened. I owe so much money to MasterCard. I saw a homeless guy. He was like, I have nothing. I'm like, that is awesome. I have $18,000 less than that. You're doing great. You're not even in the negative numbers. You're even. How'd you get even?
Wouldn't be mornings without Kelly Cruz this morning. She is here, and we're talking about the Downtown Racine Corporation. Kelly's the executive director of the DRC. And this is where all the action takes place downtown. We are very lucky to have a Monument Square.
Yes, we are.
I mean, who do we own? Get a little closer to that microphone. You were the quarter mile of that microphone. There you go. We're very lucky. I don't know who designed Monument Square back in the 1800s or, you know, when the Pilgrims came to America. Maybe they did it. But we thank them very much because that could have been a building sitting there. We have nowhere to congregate.
That is true. It actually used to be called the Haymarket.
Yes, I saw a picture, an old picture, and it was a hay wagon there. That's mm-hmm. what they did. They sold hay.
Yeah.
But whoever came up with that idea, we thank them. And it's got the monument there from, I guess, the 1800s that monument was put up, huh? No?
I don't know that answer.
Yeah, it got the cannons there. I know one of our neighboring communities wanted those cannons, and we wouldn't give it to them. So we get, you never know when you're going to be attacked. You got to have a cannon ready. I don't know. It's pointed at the, you know, the building across the street. So I hope it never goes off. All right. So how was the Christmas season in downtown Racine? It looked beautiful.
It was very pretty. The tree is still up for a day or two. So if you haven't had a chance yet to take a nice photo in front of there, you can still enjoy it. The nativity scene is also still up for a few more days. So, but then it all...
People are very depressed when they take down all the decorations. You know, you still have a day or two, as Kelly said, to take your Christmas card picture for next year.
Exactly.
Right in front of the Christmas tree. And you could just, you know, that's your card for next year. It was very nice. And I travel every morning in the pitch darkness at 5:15 in the morning through downtown. And it always made me feel good going to see the lights and everything. And even when I travel on 16th Street down to Victory Avenue, people have their Christmas lights up. Now, one by one, they're going away. And it's kind of sad to see the season end. But I know it's Valentine's Day coming up because when I went to Walgreens the day after Christmas, all the Valentine's candy was out.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't waste any time. Then move on to Shamrocks. And all right, so let's talk about some of the stuff going on. We still have stuff going on during January. Mm-hmm. The State of the Downtown at the Red Onion, 5:30, and that's coming up on the 14th. What is that?
Yeah, so the State of the Downtown is exactly what it sounds like. So I'll do a presentation talking about the successes that we've had this year, what businesses opened up, how event traffic happened, We'll also be announcing the winners of our achievement awards, so honoring people who have really made a difference in our downtown. So it's just a really informative and fun night. So I encourage anyone who's interested in learning more about downtown just to attend. Hey, there's free apps, free drinks.
Oh, there you go.
Lots of great networking, free events. So just let us know, RSVP. But other than that, it is a really, really great way to, you know, review 2024 and look at, you know, what have we done to continually improve what we're doing and highlight those things.
And we're going to talk about some of the new businesses coming in.
Yep.
Always somebody new coming in town. And on the 18th, the Burr Crawl. You got to say it like that. It's, is that like a pub crawl?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is where you can go around to the different bars and restaurants, and they're all creating their own hot concoction of a spiked drink. So we've got, you know, Irish coffee or spiked hot cocoa. We've got one at Pepe's is called Slay Your Name. I'm not sure what's in that one yet, but we've got warm old fashioned, and I mean, they're all just going above and beyond. At that time, we're also doing a sock and coat drive. So if you can bring a brand new pair, pack of socks or a used winter coat, drop that off at Marcy's on Main, and stop at a few places, and you'll be entered to win a big prize pack. There'll be a shuttle as well, so you can just go ahead and park at one of the locations and not worry about it or get dropped off. So that's also a nice little perk. And yeah, it's just kind of hot drinks are sort of fun, and how often do you really make something like that at home or even have those offered at places? So.
Well, I'm not much of a drinker, but that spiked hot chocolate sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not a, you know, I think I had a drink about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think I'm due for another.
There you go.
every quarter of a century, I'm due for one. All right, coming up in February, we have we have Craft Beer Week. You know, I'm the only person on the planet I know, an adult, who never tasted beer. I tasted it once. I sipped one. But that's it. But people love craft beers. They just love them.
Yeah, and you know, Wisconsin is home to quite a few craft beers. So this is really just a week where all of the different establishments will offer different free tastings or a brand new release of a certain kind of craft beer. And so there'll be all sorts of, we'll put the schedule out, but every day there are some places doing like some sort of free sampling, free tasting, unveiling a brand new craft beer. So it's fun, and it's just a great way to support these businesses. This is a tough time of year for them, honestly. And so, you know, come on down whatever day that works for you. And yeah, it's just a fun week.
When I first moved to Wisconsin in 1980, and I remember walking to the radio station and the guy said, "You're into the land of beer. This is it." I said, "Well, I really never had a beer. I tasted, you know, a couple of years back." He said, "You moved to Milwaukee and you don't drink beer? What's the matter with you?"
Yeah.
First day on the job. And I said, "Well, can I start on the radio station now and stop getting yelled at?"
Yeah.
We're not drinking beer.
Yeah. So yeah, this is the time of year where, you know, we just finished up a lot of shopping events in November and December. And so January and February are a little, not quite as busy in downtown, but we try to keep it active still.
Okay, that Craft Beer Week, by the way, is the day after Valentine's Day. It's the 15th through the 22nd of February. All right, now here's something more my speed. Chili Ice Walk, that's coming up on the 22nd of February.
Yeah, this is a great event. So this event is where we bring in big blocks of ice, and you can walk around downtown and actually watch artists carve these blocks of ice into sculptures. So they'll use chainsaws and chisels, and we've got several female carvers, which is really fun. Last year, we even had a female high school student do one. So you're walking around. Not only are you actually seeing in action ice carving, but also over 10 locations will be offering free chili samples. And so you can rate the best chili. And so it's a little kind of a chili competition in the same respect, which is just fun. Like, everybody loves chili this time of year. And so we call it the Chili Ice Walk.
We sponsored one of the ice carvers one year.
Okay.
And I went down there to see, you know, what we bought. and the guy did a great job. I was kibitzing with him, which I shouldn't have been doing because he was concentrating. I said, what if you make a mistake? He said, then I do something else.
That's exactly what they do. I have seen it a few years where something like they'll do kind of an aggressive plan, but then it'll half the block will chip off and then they'll end up making two smaller sculptures or something.
Yeah, so then I do something else.
Yeah.
I start with something big and I have a backup plan just in case. I said, wow, that's planning with that ice.
Yeah, and then we also do like a fan favorite. So as people walk around, they can say which artist they liked the best. So, yeah, it's a fun day.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about March, some new businesses coming to town. Coming up in just a moment, I've got Kelly Cruz here, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in three Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
The Badgers.
Beats Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Switch it up.
Yeah, we got Kelly Cruz here, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation at 718 at WRJN. Real quickly, increasing cloudiness today with a high near 24, becoming clear tonight, lows 13, sunny tomorrow, highs near 29, clear in 12 degrees blah, 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 at Radio Park. All right, we talked about some of the events coming up this month, and now let's move on to March, which is still winter. When does spring kick in? March 20th?
March 21st is officially
it. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, though.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Patty's Pub Crawl. That starts at 3 p.m. till midnight. That's on March 8th. Is that a weekend?
St. Patty's Pub Crawl. Yeah, that's on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sort of blossomed out of the year that we could not have a parade because of COVID. And so we wanted to make sure we were helping to support and giving people a reason to continually to come downtown. And so This is just a fun pub crawl. We have a scavenger hunt. It's an adult scavenger hunt where you know you can find fun things like green balloons or green beards or pots of gold and just things to keep you activated. And, of course, there'll be shuttles to take you around. Kind of a kickoff to the St. Paddy's week of celebration.
You know, and a lot of things came out of COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, our lives changed because we never went back to it. Zoom meetings, working from home in your underwear and then all of a sudden you get a Zoom meeting and you just have to put a shirt on and make sure you don't stand up and you're fine. But a lot of things change with COVID. I remember when my wife used to get on a plane, if she didn't want people sitting next to her, she put on a mask. And people go, I'm not going next to her. Now you don't go next to somebody on the plane who's not wearing a mask.
That is true. That was pretty clever of her, though.
Yeah, you put on a mask and
nobody wants to sit. Yeah, because before that was like, man, they probably have something.
Yeah, I don't want to catch that. And now it's just the opposite. So you talk to people, if people are wearing masks before COVID, nobody wore a mask. Mm-hmm. Not even during the cold season, because it was a sign that, I'm not getting next to that person. I don't want to catch what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID changed everything. Okay, we got the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I think I showed you last time.
Oh, yeah.
I had my beagle with me and my wife and our station van, and I had a little green hat on the beagle. And then I had a thing like a beret with two shamrocks coming out of it. We always dressed him up, and I know he didn't like it. He didn't say anything, but I could tell by the look on his face, don't do this to me.
Yeah.
And we had him outside the van. We used to poke his nose out, and he had his little green hat on. It was kind of fun stuff.
Well, yeah, the parades in general, Racine is known for parades, as we know. And so this is, this is a daytime parade. It's always very cold. So become prepared for a cold parade, but it is a fun parade. And we have lots of live music, lots of dance groups that'll be there. So it's just a fun day.
Last time we brought our chairs and we set up camp just outside Ivanhoe's.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun. And, we just sat there and stayed warm. You wear a warm coat. Look at my coat. My wife got me that coat. It weighs about 50 pounds. It keeps you warm.
Well, you know what's actually interesting? We've had St. Pat's parades that have literally, were like negative 15 with a real feel of negative 25. That was just 2 or 3 years ago. But we've also had St. Pat's parades where it was 50 degrees and sunny and beautiful and people weren't even wearing coats. So it is really just a toss-up. Come prepared.
I told you before we went on the air that if you want warm weather, there are states that have them. Like you can go to a state that's got hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, lava coming down volcanoes. They're very nice in the wintertime. All of a sudden, that cold doesn't sound that bad, does it?
No. We can hunker down for a few months, and we have the best summers anywhere.
Okay. Let me get my calendar back up here. Let's, in a cold day, this is what you want. Soup and Steins on March 29th.
Yeah, this is a brand new event. We're really excited about it because everybody loves soups, and we have so many amazing restaurants in downtown. And so you get to sample 20 different soups, and we're talking really great soups here. So they're going above and beyond.
I
know, who doesn't
love
a soup? So got to come hungry for this one. We'll be unveiling the soups pretty soon here. Tickets are already available on Eventbrite if you're interested, but it should be a really fun event. And then the Steins, of course, you'll get a really nice, hearty glass Stein mug, and you'll be... for those of you who want to do that part of it, you can do craft beer samples. But there's also an option where you can just sample the soups. So that's kind of nice, too.
Is that like one of those things in the 1400s when they had all these people sitting at the tables with their steins? Bring on the wenches! Bring on the fanny! I didn't laugh! Off with his head! One of those things? Those steins?
Maybe. I guess I wasn't born then, but...
Yeah, they brought on some court jester, and if he wasn't funny, off with his head!
Yes,
you better
be
funny.
Yeah, it's a really cool mug, though, that you get, a commemorative mug, and I'm just really excited to unveil all the different soups. We're working with Reef Point Brew House and Red Onion, and so the sops will be not only at different restaurants, they'll also be at some of the retail shops as well, but again, catered by our amazing restaurants in downtown. So if you like soups, there'll be lots of vegetarian options as well. It's going to be a fun day.
You know, I'm not a big vegetable eater, but I will eat them if they're in soup. Like, I've told the story on the air a million times. My mother once put a plate of peas in front of me when I was little and forgot I don't like them. And she went to take it back. My father said, no, he's going to eat those peas. Oh, I'm not. I can't. They won't stay down. So I sat there, and my father said, you're not leaving this table till you eat it. They went down for 2 hours of television in the rec room, came back up. I was still sitting there with the peas. I knew I couldn't keep them down. So my father sent me to bed. Now, I will eat peas today. If they're in soup, there like vegetable soup,
yeah.
I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Then I don't have a problem. Or if they're mixing with rice, but just a plate of peas, I can't do it. They're not going to stay down.
I was on a soup kick this weekend. This past weekend, I made homemade minestrone. I made French onion soup. I made chili, and I made a beef stew. I was just cooking up a storm and freezing them. So it was fun.
Yeah, my wife's a great cook. She cooks everything. And I love when she'll sneak some vegetables in there occasionally, which is okay, because when they're mixed in, I don't mind. Like vegetable soup, I'll eat that all the time. I ate that growing up, but don't put a plate of peas in front of me, please. Mm-hmm. And my mother went to take it away. My father said, no, leave it there. She knew she made a mistake. I think she did it on purpose. But, you know, that's just me. All right, so that's the calendar through March. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of the great restaurants downtown.
Yeah.
And some of the new businesses opening up. And it should be a lot of fun. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation with me. And we're talking about Downtown Racine. Hey, it's a gem, and we're lucky we have it, because a lot of downtowns don't look good these days, but ours is nice and vibrant, and that's what I like. All right, it's 7:26 at WRGN, time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. When Cecil B. DeMille filmed The Ten Commandments, the original Ten Commandments silent movie made in 1923. Do you know that he took an entire week to shoot the chariot scenes alone? DeMille was spending up to $40,000 a day at one point, so the action scenes were lavish, lavish as none theretofore. 300 chariots were manufactured for the epic, to be drawn by a $10,000 team of stallions and to be driven by... Well, that's the rest of the story. C.B. DeMille needed chariot drivers. He needed hundreds of them. Problem was, the art of chariot driving was by 1923 a long-lost art. So lacking those specifically skilled, DeMille recruited Hollywood cowboys and real-life soldiers. The cowboys knew their way around horses and had plenty of motion picture experience. The soldiers were rugged physical specimens from the 2nd Battalion of the 76th Field Artillery, Presidio boys from Monterey. In command of the soldiers was Lieutenant Tony McAuliffe, who was to become famous during World War II for his gallant stand at the Battle of the Bulge, remember? But for now, there was another battle to be fought in the service of the Army of the Pharaoh, in what would become the DeMille classic, The Ten Commandments. At first, the movie cowboys and the artillerymen fell into friendly rivalry, both groups claiming superior skills at the reins of an Egyptian chariot. But quickly, the challenge of chariot driving proved more formidable than either had imagined. DeMille had a 20-piece orchestra playing on location to put the actors in the proper mood for each scene. And the first day of shooting, one of the drivers lost control of his chariot, drove it straight through the string section, while his comrades collided in a major ancient-style traffic accident. In fact, the Ten Commandments, as millions eventually saw it, was almost never seen. Because when DeMille ordered his charioteers down a steep sand dune slope a couple of days later, they outright refused. I mean these big, strong, brawny movie cowboys and those fierce fighting men from the United States Army itself took one look over that Southern California sand dune, another look at the tricky contraptions they were driving. They told DeMille unequivocally, unilaterally, no. Well, we have an unprecedented movie budget at stake. Time and money are running out. What's Director DeMille to do? Well, this is what he did. He turned to a stunt person. He said, take a chariot up on that high sand dune and drive it down. And at DeMille's demand, the task was performed successfully and repeatedly, until the humiliated cowboys and soldiers were forced to admit that it could be done, and with the cameras rolling, they did it. For C.B. DeMille, he had chagrined his charioteers into action through the example not of a stunt man, but of a stunt girl. Under the direction of one of the greatest motion picture directors of all time, and to prove that the Pharaoh's army could also safely do what they were told to do, a stunt girl took the reins of a chariot, took the chariot over that towering sand dune without ever having performed a single movie stunt in her entire life. The young lady who drove up and down that dune that afternoon, cheerfully, even giggling, laughing, the girl who led motion picture professionals, even the United States Army, into battle, was Cecilia DeMille, director Cecil B. DeMille's own daughter, age 12. And now you know the rest of the story.
And for another Paul Harvey rest of the story, Dan Marcus has 1:12:05 this afternoon. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311, 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're trying to learn more about a fire along Sheridan Road this morning in Kenosha County. Dispatch got a call at around 12:30 for a fire at a home in Summers near Highway E. Several departments were called in to assist. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
At the end of this week, the USDA stocks and the grain stocks reports for 2024 will be coming out, but there's one that people should be paying close attention to. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and he's going to explain why the corn grain stocks might be something to keep an eye on.
Grain stocks for corn could be a bit of a sleeper. That might be the more important number, as how much is actually still in stockpiles. What was the usage in the fourth quarter of the year? You know, we look at the feed demand side of things. We're feeding some heavy carcasses right now on the beef side. You know, what's that going to look at in terms of the usage? So sometimes in these reports, everybody's so focused on the production side and what's happening there that that grain stockpile number might be the sleeper that could really move the market one way or another if the numbers are above or below expectations.
Heinberg also says that on the soybean side of things, South America is going to be something to watch closely as we move forward. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Build with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at what the markets are looking like this morning. Not a ton of movement going on right now, with cash corn down a half at 457 and a half, and new crop corn up a quarter at 446 and a half. March soybeans are down a quarter at 997, and November soybeans are down three quarters at 1010 and three quarters. March wheat is down 1 1/4 at 541 1/4, and July wheat is down 1 at 562. Milk has seen small losses as February classroom milk contracts are down 11 cents at 2079 a hundredweight, and March classroom milk contracts are down 13 cents at 2045 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29, with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? I always play great music. I always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know. Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Kelly Cruz, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, otherwise known as the DRC. Sounds like some covert organization, the DRC. It's really not. It's Downtown Racine Corporation. Okay, now what is the DRC in charge of? Give me the streets, like the circle, the square.
Well, I mean, we have specific boundaries, but we try to promote anybody who's even close in the district. But of course, you know, to City Hall, to the lake, to about 10th. And then we do go over the bridge too, because we support, of course, all of those bridge tenders, Chart Room, Main Hub, even the zoo.
Oh, the new restaurant's up there now.
Oh yeah, Bridge Tender Tavern. Yeah. They're open every single day at 11 a.m. They have some really fantastic food. So yeah, we've got lots of new restaurants if you want to talk about them.
Yeah, I live in walking distance of the Bridge Tender. I got to get down there.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that they are open every day for lunch.
Yeah, brand new. And if you have a boat, I mean, not today because it's frozen, but if you have a boat, you could just dock right there and pull up.
Yeah, they have karaoke. They're doing lots of fun things. But as far as restaurants go, if you haven't been downtown recently, Dragon Pit Barbecue is open now on 6th Street.
Okay.
So that was always a fan favorite food truck around town. So if you haven't been there yet, they're wonderful. Toad Hall, you know, did close down briefly and has new owners, but they're back open up. So that's kind of fun. Of course, Vero International Cuisine had a fire.
Oh, I just heard about that the other day for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was
so
a huge fire. Yeah.
But they are rebuilding. Dr. Carver's working really hard to get that back up and running soon. But as far as we also have a couple new places opening up in 2025, Aero Smoothies. So we're going to have a smoothie shop back open again right on the 400 block of Main. 911 Tacos. So that's another, that was down. Farther down on Main Street, sort of next to the open pantry. But 911 Tacos is opening up on the 200 block of Main Street. So love having a taco place. Butcher and Barrel is now open on Main Street, 200 Main Street, right by the Chute parking ramp. And they have expanded. So fine dining with great seating now. So you can have parties there, birthday parties, you know, big celebrations. So that's really exciting for them. We also have the Tulip Lounge will be opening up on 6th Street, 520 6th Street.
What's that near? You know where 520 is?
It's pretty much in the middle of 6th Street, about halfway down. Mm-hmm. So that'll be closer to City Hall, I guess you could say, the 500 across the street from Indian Motorcycle.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right. I know where it is now.
So that Tulip Lounge should be opening up soon. They have been working so hard on renovating that building. I mean, working day and night. But this, again, you know, just reminding people that these downtown businesses are the heart and soul of our community. Honestly, these are small business owners. It's what makes our community so special, is that we have a great downtown full of all of these unique retail shops and restaurants, but we have to support them to keep them going. Mm-hmm. So it's great to say you love downtown, but really, you know, come on down and explore these great restaurants. You know, we don't skip the franchises. Let's go international. We have one of the best foodie districts in the state, if you ask me. Over 20 restaurants, pretty much every type of international cuisine you are craving, you can find in downtown.
You know, I can't remember. This came up the other day at our house. I can't remember the last time I went to a fast food place. I mean, it's been at least 2 years, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
To look at me, you'd never know it. But yeah, but just my wife loves to cook, and so we eat at home a lot. Now, we do go out occasionally, yeah. And you're right. There's some great restaurants downtown. Yeah. The Italian restaurant right downtown.
Salute?
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. What great food in that place.
Yeah, and if you are a foodie, a foodie connoisseur, we have foodie day trips on our website. You could just click on the day trips, and one of them is called a foodie day trip, which you can sort of make on your own, but we have one for carnivores and one for vegetarians. So
carnivores, I don't like the way that sounds. I know what it is. I just like the way it sounds.
So one that highlights a lot of the different food options if you are someone who does like, you know, your steaks and your chickens. But we had a lot of requests for vegetarian options and really some really great Old Madrid, Chit Chat, Red Onion. I have some amazing vegetarian food options.
Our favorite restaurant is Old Madrid.
Yes, I know.
You have to order the paella a little bit in advance, you know, like a couple of hours in advance. And you pick up, and we get different paellas every time. I just love it.
Their grilled vegetable salad is so good. You would not like that, but it is. But if you are a vegetarian, it's just amazing.
When you go in there too, I went to go pick it because we were going to the Sixth Street Theater.
Yes, and the Sixth Street Theater is also amazing. They just had their snow dance coming up, and
yeah, we saw the Misery there.
Oh yeah, and the new seating and
with the woman who played the lead in Misery. If people don't know, she's a nut. She was terrifying. She made I sat in the first row off to the left. And she made eye contact with me during the show.
Really, we forget how lucky we are to have a local theater right in our downtown. It's so intimate. They just upgraded their seats and their lighting. Yeah. So it's so fun. You can stop and grab great food right before or after.
We got the paella afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got a great set list of shows coming up for 2025. So check out their website, definitely. Over Our Head Players.
Yeah. Well, you know what I just thought about? This weekend, after I get rid of the leftovers, I told you my wife sent me a video about leftovers. After I get rid of those, I think we're going to go out for some paella. Every time I hear the paella, I think of that Seinfeld episode when Mrs. Costanza, the Seinfelds were coming to town. They stood up the Costanzas. They didn't want to be over there. What am I going to do with all this paella?
You're making my stomach growl just thinking about all the good food options in downtown. Yeah. I mean, we've got Asiana, Shogun, Kewpie's.
See, my wife.
Maple Table's great for breakfast. I mean, I can't think of one place that doesn't have amazing food down there.
My wife does some work downtown occasionally, part-time, and she works at the courthouse. And when they take their lunch break for the jurors, she runs right down to Kewpie's.
Oh, yeah. Because when their food is gone, a lot of people say, we get this question a lot, like, when are they actually open? It's because, though, they open at 9 a.m. and they close when they're out of food because they only make so much. So you do got to get there early. If you like an earlier lunch, then they are open. But you can't show up at 2:30 and expect them to have any food.
I know.
And
occasionally I used to go in there and say, well, I see them in there. And they said, we're closed. I said, wait a second. You're not closed. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. So when they run out of food, they're out of food.
Yes. Every day they have so much. And, you know, that works for them. That's probably a reason why they've been in business over 100 years. They're doing something right.
Yeah, Cuban. You know, my mother, and when she came to live in Racine, I brought her a milkshake from there, a chocolate shake. Actually, a chocolate malt I got her. And every time she said, could you drive me my Kewpie's? Can you pick up a malt for me, a chocolate malt? Mm. She said the best she ever had.
Yeah.
And they do. They make good milkshakes and malts. And for people that don't know the difference, a milkshake with malt powder in it is a malt. They just put malt powder in there, and it gives it that malty flavor, like a malt ball.
Oh, that's what Horlick Malted Milk was known for.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The little malt powders. Anyway, so Oh, I'm starving. I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
I haven't either. Now I'm really hungry. Thank you, Don.
Why didn't you bring some in? You knew right? You were going to come in. You could have brought some lasagna in or something.
Oh, and then don't forget about Reef Point Brew House is also amazing.
Yes!
Oh, they've got such great food there, too. Amazing views, wonderful staff. I'm really getting hungry right now.
I got a picture on my phone. My cousin came to town with her husband, and I think my mother was here at the time. We all went out to the Reef Point Brew House. And have a nice picture of us with a background with the boats and everything in the background.
Yeah, I mean,
really
even
nice.
Ivanhoe has wonderful food. They have a really good meatloaf if you like that. They have the Lambeau stew, which is really great. It's like a almost like a beer cheese soup with brats in it.
Oh, beer cheese with brats.
Yes, it's so good. And they have the best Jameson sauce. So if you get anything like onion rings, ask for the JMO sauce.
Oh,
it's
beer
so
cheese
yummy.
With brats. Oh.
And then we can't forget about fish fry. So think about Joey's Yard Arm is down there.
The best fish fry in town.
Oh, love those sand dollars.
The sand dollars. We were just there not too long ago with my brother, the sand dollars.
Yeah.
He said, well, what are they, like fries? I said, no, they're like sand dollars.
Yeah.
Try them. You'll love them.
Totally. And there's so many great places if you like wings. So, I mean, Pepe's has great wings. Foxhole Lounge is wonderful, too. They've got great fish fries and wings. And there's so many places that have really good wings in downtown.
Why don't we just rename the food city?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
Beer cheese soup with brats. And when you go into Ivanhoe, it's like you're in an old English pub.
It's so nice in there. Yeah. You know, it has such a cool vibe. Yeah, you do feel like you're...
Some English pub.
Yeah, you feel like you're on vacation somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I'm hungry. Beer, cheese, brat, soup. Oh, and what do you else to say? I don't want to hear about it.
Come downtown and get some good food, you guys. Everyone that's listening. Honestly, we have the best foodie district.
We got more to talk about with... Well, hold on. We wiped my mouth here. I'm drooling. Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here with me. We're talking about everything downtown, food and all. Keep it right here at WRJN. Today, increasing cloudiness with a high near 24, becoming clear tonight, lows 13. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29, clear in 12 right now. Here at Radio Park.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I was talking to Kelly Cruz, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, and we talked about the events happening through March. We talked about the restaurants downtown, but there's more to downtown than just restaurants, obviously.
Of course.
There's a lot of stores downtown. Art the Ram.
Yeah, the largest contemporary craft collection of art in North America. So we are very lucky to have that down
you,
there.
When you step inside the Racine Art Museum, the Ram, you're stepping into history because it used to be a bank.
Yes.
And it was robbed by John Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the movie with Johnny Depp, the movie The Dillon, Public Enemy, on the radio, you hear on the, he's listening to the radio and says, Dillinger just robbed the bank downtown in Racine and they took hostages and said, wow, that's neat.
Yeah. We have so many great retail shops too, and custom jewelry. We have three custom jewelers downtown, which is very rare for any community to have. So Art Metals Jewelry, Plum Gold Jewelry, and Gold Diamond and Design all make custom jewelry, which is pretty amazing. You can take like a family heirloom and turn it into something that you can wear every day. I mean, we got Dimples Imports. If you're at that place, I cannot go in there and not spend money. I'm telling you, that place is awesome. The amount of retail stores in downtown is so it's really eclectic and really diverse. So,
do they still have? And I don't know if it's there anymore. Will you make your own glass, blown glass?
Hot Shop Glass, yeah.
Yeah, still there. Yeah.
Hot Shop Glass does glass blowing classes, glass bead making classes. Plus, you can just go in there and buy custom.
I think one of our former aldermen owns that.
That's Amanda Paffrath.
Amanda Paffrath, yeah.
Yes, yep. She was an alder, and she worked so hard in there, her and her partner, Dan, and that place, people drive hours to go to that place, and all of their glass blowing sessions are sold out. It, this time of year when it's freezing cold outside, it's literally the hottest place in town. It's really nice and warm in there. So even if you just want to watch people making glass, it's a very interesting process. And they're open all day. They have great hours. And that's really fun.
One of my favorite places, the public library downtown.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. You can go in there and get books and all that kind of stuff. But they also have classes there. They have different programs, different speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there, and they had Local Authors Day, and they had tables and tables of local authors with their books, and I have it in my briefcase here. I took samples, and we have them on the air from time to time.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
So they're all the local authors, a lot of them from Racine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever listened to this here on the station, but we have Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte here, and they do History of Racine.
Yeah.
And they were here 2 weeks ago, and they did shopping in 1964 on 6th Street. And they talked about all the shops. There's only one store that never changed, Miller's Flowers.
Yeah, they are over 100 years old.
They're still there. So they went through all the stores, said, let's take a walk down 6th Street and do some Christmas shopping in 1964. And they went down to each store. Then they crossed the street and came back. It was fun. I mean, there was a lot of Christmas shopping. Well, it still is. But Christmas, there was nowhere else to shop.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no mall.
No Amazon.
No online
shopping, which was great. Yeah, and then also what's exciting is, Festival Park is under new management, and they've been doing a really great job of revitalizing the Festival Park and Memorial Hall. They've been having so many events. Harbor Fest is coming back this summer, June 13th and 14th.
We had them on the air with us, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun. And, of course, Staminarama will be back. They have their whole list of events posted on their website. They're doing live music again every Thursday. So everything is coming alive.
It's funny. We had the people on from Harbor Fest here. They're putting it, getting it back together again. And when we're talking, it was like 10 degrees outside when we were talking about this. And I said, this is just great. I mean, here we are talking about some warm weather event coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. A little treat for you. We're talking about downtown. And we might as well have the song Downtown. Remember this?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of the Genoa's Nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles.
That's why we're talking about downtown. Here's some other things to look forward to coming up. Now, this is in the fall. Party on the pavement, which was a great idea. We used to have a guy here who made fun of it. He used to say, so we built a brand new road. I remember what it was like when they tore up the downtown road to build a new concrete road. They tore it up. It was really kind of hellish for the people who had businesses there. But they built a new road. They ready to open it up, and the first thing they did when they got it done, they closed it down to traffic. So cars couldn't drive on it, and they made it party on the pavement.
What a brilliant idea. And now it's Southeast Wisconsin's largest street festival. We closed down 12 city blocks, 5 stages of live music, hundreds of vendors and food trucks, a car show, dance battles. I mean, everything all in one day, all within 7 hours.
Also, the farmers markets downtown.
Yeah.
We discovered a guy down there who sold local honey. And my wife loves local honey because it's medicinal and it's better for you when it's local. And we got his card. And now every time we run out, we get the local honey from him because he lives in, I think, Caledonia. But he sets up shop there. But I couldn't wait. We needed to get it. So it was for... I don't know if it was a Christmas, not this past year, the Christmas before my wife's birthday. Anyway, so I met him about his home at his driveway. It looked like a drug deal. And I called him up, and he had the jar, and I handed him money through my car window, and he handed me the jar. It looked like a drug deal going down. So I brought it home, and I made a mistake. We have a Ring camera. And my wife saw me on the Ring camera with the honey, her gift, so she knew what she was getting.
Yeah.
And I learned a lesson. Never! Walk up to that Ring camera so they get visible. But yeah, we met this guy at the farmer's market on Monument Square.
We're bringing that back. And actually, we're changing the name of it, though. And this makes total sense. But it's now called the Hay Market.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's retro.
Right?
By about 100 years.
Yeah, I thought that. I'm like, why is it? Well, this is perfect. So,
oh,
yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, so it's the Hay Market now.
Wow, that is a good idea.
I know. My staff, one of my employees came up with that. I'm like, we need a new name. And he's like, well, didn't it used to be called the Hay Market? I'm like, yeah, of course. So shout out to Eddie for coming up with that.
Eddie to take extra money out of petty cash for that idea. That's good.
Right?
Oh, that is great.
I know. It just makes sense.
The Hay Market. I like it. Perfect. They'll sell everything except hay.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, wait, we can get a hay dealer down there. I don't know.
They have them because we needed hay for my wife fixing up the lawn, and there was some bare spots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had to go find a place, and they would sell them in Racine. The little farmers sell their hay. You should have somebody just selling you bales of hay. People buy them.
Yeah. It kind of makes a mess, though.
Well, I don't care. I'm not cleaning it up.
You're not the one cleaning up.
I don't care. Kelly Cruz from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation, will get back when we do more of, after March, we'll start talking about other things going on. We'll get you there before March. Thank you very much for vibrant downtown.
All of our events throughout the whole year are listed on our website at racinedowntown.com. You can also find them all on our Facebook page. So start planning ahead and inviting people to come to downtown Racine this summer.
And only two more days left to take your pictures in front of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, literally. And hurry up.
And it comes down. But it's not an official tree, artificial, so it's just going to be packed away.
Yes. It'll be stored in a very, just try to.
Then that big potted plant's going to be there, right?
For a while, there won't be anything there just because we have to wait till we can plant around it. But yes, the flower pot is coming back. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, it's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine and Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Los Angeles has turned into a hellscape. Several massive wildfires are burning out of control, fueled by ferocious Santa Ana winds, with hurricane-force gusts reported at up to 99 miles an hour.
My heart is in my throat.
Pray.
But God doesn't stop this wind.
Like thousands of others, that woman was forced to abandon her home in the Pacific Palisades. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.